Islamic Sunday School Told Girls to Have Children Instead of Careers. By Victoria Friedman on February 14, 2019. A school in Slough will no longer rent space to a madrasa after it was revealed it taught Muslim girls they should have children instead of careers and hosted speakers at events who had described non-Muslims as pigs. The Langley Academy has terminated its contract with the Al-Mufti Institute, which provided Islamhood Sunday school classes in its school buildings. Following complaints from a member of the public and the National Secular Society, NSS, which said that the group was hosting extremist speakers whose messages contradict fundamental British values. The school has been renting premises for the group's youth Tarbiyah weekend school on Sundays, which delivered an Islamic curriculum for 7 to 18-year-olds which included Quran recitation and Islamic sciences, according to the NSS. A spokesman for the school told The Telegraph, "We fully support the government's prevent strategy. Therefore, we take any allegations that extremist views or ideology might be being promoted on our premises extremely seriously. We were deeply concerned when a complaint was first raised with the Trust about Islamhood's weekend school in December. We have carried out an in-depth investigation and the lettings agreement with Islamhood has been terminated with immediate effect." In one Islamhood class, Sheikh Shamsad Duha Muhammad said smart career women give it up to have children, and was said to have told female pupils at the Slough and Eton School in 2015 that those women who do not have children should say sorry because you're not a mum, because you're delaying that one thing that you would actually take fulfillment from. The group was also accused of gender segregation, after photographs in Islamhood's prospectus showed girls standing together behind the boys, the picture taken inside Langley Academy, as reported by the newspaper. Dr. Paul Studd of the Henry Jackson Society said, "Islamhood's teaching on the role of women is sexist and risks girls never achieving their full potential. Langley Academy should have conducted due diligence at the outset. This type of response needs to become the norm across the public sector." The National Secular Society raised concern over the group's activities to the Langley Academy and highlighted in January that Islamhood had hosted speakers such as Imran ibn Mansur and Haytham al-Haddad, both widely regarded as advocates of extremist forms of Islam. Al-Haddad had spoke about non-Muslims being thrown into the fiery pits of hell at an Islamhood lecture in 2014 and is known to have expressed approval of child marriage, female genital mutilation, FGM, and the stoning to death of adulterers. This is just the most recent case of children being exposed to those who espouse Islamic extremism in settings where they are meant to be safe. Telegraph investigations in January into scout programs led by Muslim groups in Birmingham and Lewisham resulted in the suspension of two volunteers over child safeguarding concerns. Hussein Al-Rani, who runs the 304th Birmingham Scout Group, on behalf of the Muslim Association of Britain, MAB, was suspended over alleged links to the fundamentalist Islamist Muslim Brotherhood. The Scout Association also suspended Ahmed Hussein, leader of the South London Lewisham Islamic Centre Scout Programme, over safeguarding issues related to alleged extremism. The newspaper reported that the Scout Association had referred six other mosques to the police over extremism concerns.